Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
It's Friday. We're under a tornado watch, maybe.
No, we're not.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Paul Kegebine, and I'm the Adult Programs Coordinator here at the library.
Nice. How long have you been doing that?
4 years.
And what exactly does that mean?
I'm still figuring it out.
That's a good answer. Yeah. That's about what we're all doing, right?
Yeah.
So I, in a nutshell, plan and facilitate programs and other content for adults here in our community.
Okay. That's still very broad.
Yeah.
Give me some examples. Give me some examples. Like, what have you done recently that you're most proud of?
Well, definitely the election that we had. We were a polling location for all of early voting and the election day itself.
And we were a voting location last time, but only day of, right?
Correct. Yeah, we started in 2020. We did Super Tuesday, the primary in 2020, right before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then we did the general. And
then this year we did early.
We did early.
It's great. Weren't we one of the higher voting locations?
Well, I was just incredibly pleased with our turnout. We had over 4,000 people that came here just to the library to vote. I know Garland County in general had one of the better voting turnouts for all counties in Arkansas, which may not be saying much because Arkansas, of course, historically has voter turnout issues, which I'd love to see improve. But
well, you're working on that by making voting convenient
for
the community, right?
Exactly. A lot of people are just here coming to the library anyway, and they see, oh, I can vote here.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah. And I love that it's like all walks. You know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, like one party or one class, you know, it's like once you get in that voting line, it's like the entire county. It is like
the day before and the day of the general election, the line was out the door into the parking lot because people are like, "Oh, I better vote before I run out of time."
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was just such a diverse group of people, all ages and races, gender.
So you've been doing this programming for about 4 years, you said?
That's right.
But you've been at with the library off on for a long time.
Since high school.
So date yourself by telling us how long it
is. I started in some capacity here. I was a page in 2010. That was my senior year.
Okay.
And then, kind of similar to you, Erin.
Oh, you're such a baby.
I know.
He's like 2010. I did that in 2002.
I turned 30 this year. I'm so old. My back hurts. My dogs are barking.
I don't want to hear it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Right. Yeah. So you worked
here in high school, and then you left and came back.
I left for a couple years, came back as a clerk, and then when my predecessor in this position left in 2018, that's when I got full time, and I've been doing programming ever since.
Yeah,
I had a little experience programming when I was a part timer. Did a few things, showed movies, basic things like that, but so I had some experience, but it was really getting in 2018.
So in 2018, whenever you took over the position, did you have like big goals, or did you have any kind of dreams for it, or did you just want to, like, I mean, you were kind of just thrown into it. We've all been kind of thrown into positions here and just kind of like, here you go.
Figure it out.
Sometimes that makes the best.
Yeah, sure. Because you're not coming with, you know, pre-existing arbitrary rules possibly.
Right.
But I didn't know if you had like a vision.
I did.
And it was voting. Now you can retire.
Voting was on the list, but I had this huge list of things. A lot of it, you know, basic standard library programs, you know, bingo and book club, some things we were already doing, but I wanted to see how it could expand. But I mean, we've had a huge variety of just different presenters in the community and outside. I mean, really, as long as it's a topic that some people in our community, it may be the general population or a niche group, as long as there's interest there, then I'm willing to try it.
And you had, so you started in 2018, you had 2 full years pre-COVID.
That's right.
Right? And then we had 2 full years of COVID.
That's right.
What do you think, like, going forward, what's been, like, the biggest transition or biggest difference, and how do you think that COVID mindset in those 2 years affected programming going forward?
I want to interrupt him first, because I was just about to say something about this. I feel like COVID did, I mean, it was not a good thing at all, but I feel like it really changed the way we program here because you were able to take it online. Right. And I think mm-hmm. that by doing that, you were able to book presenters that might not have been local or wouldn't have been able to come in. We were able to get viewers from all around the world, really. And so I feel like COVID changed the game completely. Did it?
It did. And that's, you know, a positive silver lining. I feel like I feel way more comfortable now that we're back to in-person. We still have the flexibility to have virtual programs, and some of them I'm doing hybrid because there's some people, you know, they can't make it to a program at, you know, whatever time and day it's held. But if there's a virtual recording of it, they can watch it at 3 a.m. 2 months later if they want. Mm-hmm. So, you know, kind of best of both worlds, being able to have in-person and virtual at the same time now. There's some things you can't recreate virtually very well, like a concert, but some things work better, like someone who may not live here, but they're a guest that are audience wants to hear, an author like David Hill. We've done a couple of virtual programs with him.
Wasn't he our first one?
He was. That was our first ever virtual program.
Yeah, it right was, after his book came out.
Right when The Vapors came out. Was that June 2020?
Yeah.
And that was...
Yeah, that gave us a couple months to kind of like, ugh. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. We got to do something.
Yeah, and then we started doing two or three a week at some point.
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, you got a little excessive there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you got to
bring
it in.
I'm just kidding.
Well, no, it was fun to see, like... Because we kind of teamed up sometimes, like with Saline County. You know what I mean? Like, Saline County had to do the same thing, and so they were doing, like, trivia. But then I really liked the collaboration sometimes between our Garland County and Saline County Library.
Right.
Like, I love that, and, like, Dave Hill's basement tour. What do you think's going to stick? Do you think the virtual programs are going to, like, that's going to be, you know, in your arsenal going forward, or is that...
I've noticed managing the social media accounts for the library that whenever we schedule something that's not going to be virtual, have a virtual option, I get questions like, will this be available later?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because people are kind of used to that now. So, mm-hmm. like you said, though, not everything works that way.
Yeah, but, it's just going to depend on what the program is.
And the presenter, because the presenter might not be wanting to do something virtual, or they might be a paid presenter.
Right.
And they don't want to put something out there to just live online. All kinds of things, right?
Yeah, I think my preference is just depending on the program. I mean, when I can have it a hybrid, I figured out a way to do that. There was a learning curve. Some of our earlier videos where we were recording something in person, the quality suffered a little bit, but I think I've got past those growing pains. So now if we have something in the auditorium and I can sit there, I figured out the just the right spot and and technology to be able to record those. So I hope that's a pleasant experience, whether you're attending the event in person or watching it online.
Okay.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
Yeah, there's some other great virtual ones we had, you know, during the height of the pandemic when everybody still had questions, didn't really even understand how COVID was. We had Jose Romero, the health secretary.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the Garland County
health officer.
That's his name.
Gene Shelby.
That's it.
And didn't we have Eddie too?
Yeah, we had Eddie Schmeckenbeck.
Yeah.
He's
the
ASL interpreter for Governor Hutchinson.
Rockstar.
Yeah. And people, he was famous in the whole state for his ties.
Yeah.
I know there was a certain point during COVID where people, you know, everyone was so fearful but curious about what was going on. They were watching other states' press conferences.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Schmeckenbecker has a great last name, great ties, and he had an online following that extended past Arkansas.
Oh,
shout-outs to Eddie.
Uh-huh. Shout-out to Eddie.
Okay, so we've talked about a little bit what you did, where you came from, and what you're proud of now. Do you have any...
Yeah, where's it going?
Where are you going?
Or
is it a secret?
We have a new park coming in.
We have a community garden and park. Yeah. We have a building expansion.
Do you have ideas of what your programming is going to be like? Or do you have an idea even sooner than that?
Well, I will say we've been doing more like larger scale events too. Like we've done the Hot Springs Book Festival, the True Crime Festival.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just for adults. We've done several for kids too, like Fishoween and Magical Creatures Night. But I also kind of see us going more that direction and doing these larger events.
Yes.
Just what I've noticed in the last year. Do you have more plans to continue that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both the Book Festival and the True Crime Festival had their first attempts this year, and they were both very successful and well-received. We had lots of great feedback. So those past ones from this year are our first annual. I know we have plans for both next year. We're already brainstorming on what guests we're going to have out and what activities we're going to have involved. So those big events, they are a lot of work to plan, but having these back-to-back scheduled panels or events all as part of one larger event or festival,
I will say, I think that that's good for our community too, since we are still a single site library, not really in a convenient location for everyone in town. So whenever you have these similar events all kind of grouped together, then, you know, it might give somebody who lives out in the country a little more reason to come up for half a day or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had some great guests these last two, the book festival back in April. We had David Hill at the Vapors talking about the Vapors, which was a really fun night. And also Elizabeth Eckford, one of the Little Rock Nine. I got to spend the day with her. I went to pick her up from Little Rock and had lunch with her before her speaking engagement. And just wonderful, wonderful person. I'm just really thrilled to have got to know her and have that conversation with her. And then at the True Crime Festival just a few weeks ago, Catherine Townsend, podcaster, she was hilarious and very informative.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, as far as the future, I mean, I could say it's a secret, but honestly, you know, there's some things I plan many months or a year in advance, and something, you know, opportunities just happen a week or two ahead of time. So it's really, that's kind of the thing with programming. You have to be flexible and watch out for opportunities. Certain aspects of the library need to be very concise and streamlined, but programming, it's just, you have to look out for opportunities. Sometimes other people's suggestions come your way that are great. They plant a seed and you have to water the idea and turn it into something. You know, there's some good metaphor there. It's kind of a strange combination of ideas and action, and sometimes I'm doing more of one than the other, but overall I'm happy with the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've
grown.
Absolutely. Like, even in just the last couple of years, you know, with the COVID and live streams. I'm not going to tell you who, but somebody suggested to me that you run for mayor. So, you know, there's that.
I prefer the term King of the Springs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Is it an elected position, though, or is that?
I
think it's self-appointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just do it.
Yeah, you just do it.
That's very flattering. The title of mayor sounds like a lot of pressure, but...
It was funny, though, because whenever said person... said this to me, I was just kind of like, oh, like wow, that's awesome. A leap, that's awesome. You know, like, yeah. Not even like a, you know, entry level.
I know.
Sure, for mayor.
Yeah, baby steps. I'll start with school board or something.
Yeah, school board and then quorum board.
But with that said, I mean, I really am passionate about seeing Hot Springs and Garland County as a community thrive and be its best self. And most importantly, the people that live here, I want them to have the best opportunities and have their voices heard. So anything I can do to contribute, and a lot of us here at the library are in position to be able to do that.
And any complaints you have.
Yeah, you can email at pkagebein@gclibrary.com.
So we've been doing this for years on our radio show. Every few shows we'll just be like, talk about the library. We'll be like, and if you have any complaints at all, email pkagebein.
If I say anything remotely controversial, I throw your email out there. But we haven't gotten any. So
I have.
See, that's why we give them yours.
Yeah, at least my last name's a little harder to spell, so they're like, oh, I need a pen and paper.
Yeah. But by then it's gone.
Yeah.
But you can pause this podcast and back it up and get pkagebein@gclibrary.com. For any program ideas or anything like that.
Yeah. Or if we're just joking. Yeah, help him run for mayor. You were president of Leadership Hot Springs.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. This last class?
Yeah, class 34.
Okay.
Yeah, so you were 31.
31.
I was 32.
Mm-hmm.
You're 34.
James is 35.
James is 35.
Look at us go.
Yeah.
Did they do a 34?
33.
33?
I think that was COVID year.
Yeah,
and then Millie passed. And then so that was...
Yeah. Anyway.
So you already got leadership.
Yeah.
You can be King of the Springs.
There you go.
Like, that's it.
Next step.
All right, what's your second favorite animal? Not your first. Get that trash out of here.
Don't care about it.
Don't care about it.
Orangutan.
Ooh. Oh. All right. You didn't have to think about that too long.
All right.
Yeah. What's your least favorite color?
I have to think about this one. I don't know.
You don't have a color that you're just like, eh. Brent's colorblind, so all of them.
Yeah, all of them for me. Like, okay. I don't like gray.
It's just way overdone.
Yeah, it's everything's in gray. I don't like it.
Okay, well, if you can't give me your least favorite color, then give me your favorite thing about coming to work every day.
Yeah.
Besides your coworkers.
Both of you.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is. There, we go. There it is.
All right, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And seriously, if you do have a program idea or if you want to talk to him, use that email.
Or just reach out anywhere. Yeah, reach out anywhere. We all can,
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.